today I want to look at an interesting perspective of the personal Holy Ghost, what he's doing in our day. I want to look at what I have here, groanings of the Holy Spirit. Groaning. I want to talk about groaning. Groanings of the Holy Spirit. We have a lot of things being practiced in our day by believers, and they call it groaning. That is nowhere to be found in the scripture. I want to talk about the groanings of the Holy Spirit. Okay. In Romans 8:18, the Bible said, I am convinced that the present day suffering is not compared to the glory that is being fully revealed within us or fully unveiled within us. There is a glory being unveiled within us. Then verse 22, the Bible said there is a universal agony, groanings of creation. You know, when man disobeyed God, when the first Adam disobeyed God, the creation was higher than man when it comes to administration and the government. God has to subject creation under bondage so that when man is redeemed and brought back to his primordial position, that man will redeem creation and brought creation into the freedom in which the sons of God were brought into. In other words, Bible said the groanings of the creation, the agony and the groaning of creation as if it were in contractions of labor, because creation and entire universe is yearning for something. Their groaning is as a result of something. They are yearning for something. What are they yearning? The unveiling of the sons of God. The revealing of the sons of God. In other words, what is the revealing of the sons of God? The revealing of the sons of God is that Christ in us will be made visible. In other words, Christ in us will be made visible, tangible, remarkable, undeniable, that you look and see the glorious Christ shining out of us. Bible said the creation is groaning to see that manifestation, because it is the visible appearing of Christ, or the visibility of Christ in us, which is called the transfiguration or transformation, is what we call all creation to come into the liberty of the sons of God, and they will be delivered out of the bondage in which they were subjected to. And Bible said creation are groaning. That means creation is groaning for something. The revealing of the sons of God. Verse 23 in Romans 8:23, because we are looking at the groanings of the Holy Spirit. In Romans 8:23, Bible said, it is not only universe or creation that is groaning, but we who have already experienced the first fruit are also groaning. What does it mean? The first fruit of the Spirit. What does it mean? The first fruit of the Spirit means the resurrection, the resurrected Christ, the resurrection of Christ. Bible said, those of us who have experienced the resurrection of Christ is also groaning for something. That first fruit of the Spirit, if you read it in Hebrews 9 verse 27 and 28 in Mirror Translation, the Bible said that Christ appears a second time out of his death. Out of his death. It is that appearing of Christ for the second time out of his death. Bible says it will be seen in people that have embraced him as their salvation. In other words, that the indwelling Christ actually is the second appearing. That indwelling Christ is what we call the first fruit of the Spirit. That first fruit of the Spirit, the Bible said, those that have experienced it are also groaning. Now, creation is groaning for the revealing of the sons of God. Now, the sons of God are also groaning for something. Bible said they are groaning to experience, to come, and they are longing to experience their full status as the sons of God, including their physical body transformed. including the transfiguration or the transformation of their physical body. And if you read in verse 24, in Romans 8, 24, the Bible says this is our hope of our salvation. In other words, the hope in which we are saved is that our body shall be changed or transformed or transfigured to conform to that body in which Jehovah is having. The same body that makes God omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent is already dwelling inside of us. But that groaning, that the creation is groaning, they are waiting for the sons of God to be revealed. 1, 2. The sons of God who have experienced the first fruit of the Spirit, which is resurrection, which is indwelling Christ, is also groaning for something. What are they groaning? They are groaning to, they are longing to experience their full status as sons of God, including their physical body, our physical body, transfiguration, transformation of our physical body. Praise Master Jesus. If you want to take it further, this groaning, what is it all about? In 2 Corinthians 5 verse 2, in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 2, the Bible said, we inwardly sigh as we live in this physical body, longing to put on a new body, heavenly body, for our life, for our new life. Praise Master Jesus. Bible said we inwardly sigh. That inwardly sigh means groaning. In other words, groaning is a deep expression of our spirit or deep expression of the Holy Spirit that cannot be altered with words. There is no word in creation that can use to express it. It's a deep, deep, deep sigh. Praise Master Jesus. And in verse 26, the Bible says, Romans 8, 26, because there are levels of groaning. All creation is groaning for one thing. What are they groaning for? To that the sons of God will be revealed. Who are the sons of God? Sons of God will be revealed. Who are the sons of God? That Christ in us will be made visible. In other words, the transfiguration of the sons of God. That's what the creation is groaning. Then the sons of God who have experienced the first fruit of the Spirit are also groaning. What are they groaning for? That they may be clothed with the celestial and terrestrial bodies. That's what they are groaning for. In other words, they are groaning to be transfigured, to fully experience the fullness, the full status of the sons of God, including the transfiguration or transformation of our physical body. Now, in verse 26, Bible said, the Holy Spirit is also groaning. That means all creation is groaning, but they are groaning looking for an answer. Now, the sons of God are groaning. They are looking for an answer. Now, Holy Spirit is groaning. That is supplying the answer. Can we see from the scripture, see how the Holy Spirit is groaning to supply the answers the creation is looking for, those that have experienced the fresh fruit of the Spirit is looking for, that the Holy Spirit is about to supply. In verse 26, the Bible said in a similar way, Holy Spirit takes hold of us in our human frailty to empower us in our weakness. The Bible said, Holy Spirit helps us in infirmity or helps us in our weakness. If you check that word, infirmity or weakness, it talks about anesia. What is anesia? The feebleness of mind and body. That's what our weakness means. The feebleness and mind and body. In other words, the Holy Spirit groaning does one thing. He brings us to a functionality of our mind to wire together and fire together with the mind of Christ. 1, 2. He brings our body to a higher functionality that our body will resonate and align with the celestial and terrestrial bodies that he sits inside of us. Praise Master Jesus. That's what groaning does. The groanings of the Holy Ghost. Groaning is not what we do. We groan. But our groaning is looking for an answer. All creation is groaning. They are looking for an answer. But the Holy Spirit groaning is the groaning that supply the answers that the sons of God, those that have experienced the first fruit of the Spirit and all creation, their own groanings is what the Holy Spirit is supplying as an answer. Praise Master Jesus. But the Holy Spirit is supplying the answer in two forms. One, it helps our infirmity or helps our weakness. That infirmity and weakness means the feebleness of our mind and our body. In other words, there is a mind that is apart from our natural mind. There's another mind inside of us called the mind of Christ. What the Holy Ghost does, that's why God gave the Holy Ghost in our body. Why did God give the Holy Ghost in our body? That the Holy Ghost will be expressed in every fiber and cell of our physical form. Why did the Holy Ghost give, why did the Lord gave Holy Ghost to our body so that the Holy Ghost will resonate and bring us to align with our celestial and terrestrial bodies, that our celestial and terrestrial bodies will clothe this physical form. Praise Master Jesus. That's the reason why the Holy Ghost was given to our body, to help our infirmity. That word infirmity is not oya, obor oya, or our weakness. Is not the way the infirmity and weakness is a feebleness of our mind and our body. In other words, there is a level of functionality God wants our mind to come into, that our natural mind will begin to fire and wire together with the mind of Christ, the all-knowing mind. That's what makes God omniscient. Two, that our body will be brought to a higher functionality to be clothed with our celestial and terrestrial bodies. That's what makes God omnipotent and omnipresent. In other words, these functionalities is the weakness that we are experiencing. Our mind is yet to function at the 100% brain functionality of the mind of Christ. That is two and two. That our body is yet to function at a higher functionality of the fullness of the body of the King of Glory, which is our celestial and terrestrial bodies. That the Holy Ghost in our body will tune our body to resonate and vibrate at the same frequency with our celestial and terrestrial bodies. This is what groaning does. In other words, the groaning of the Holy Spirit, Bible said that the Holy Spirit offers an intercession for the saints. Pay attention. He offers an intercession for the saints with groanings which cannot be altered. Very important. In other words, and he said he does it according to the will of God. What is the will of God? If you read Romans 8, 29 and 30, he said that he that he foreknew, he predestined, that we might be conformed to the image of the Son. In other words, that resurrected body, that we might be conformed to that image, that resurrected body that Jesus was glorified with, that is the will of God. And this is the hope in which we are saved. We are saved so that our physical body will align and be changed or transformed or transfigured into celestial and terrestrial bodies of who God is. In other words, that is the absolute will of God. What is the will of God? That our mind will come to begin to wire and fire together at the functionality of the mind of Christ. That is one. Two, that our body will be clothed with the celestial and terrestrial bodies. This is the perfect will of God. Bible said that the Holy Spirit groans, does intercession for us with groanings, with deep sigh that cannot be altered. That is to say, groanings is not what we do. We do because we are looking for an answer, but the Holy Spirit does his own supplying the answer. Praise Master Jesus. If anybody tells you that I'm groaning, either the person doesn't understand what he's saying, or he refuses to understand what he's saying. In other words, our groaning inwardly, personally longing to experience something, our full status as the sons of God, including our physical body, being transformed. But the Holy Spirit intercession for the saints with groaning, deep sigh, with words too deep to articulate, to help our infirmities, our weakness, the feebleness of our mind and our body. In other words, how do we align? Since the Holy Spirit is the one that is supplying, that his own groaning is what supplies the answer, that those that have experienced the first fruit of the Spirit, their own groaning is looking for an answer. It is looking for the redemption of their body. One, two. Creation is looking, is also groaning, but they are looking for the revealing of the sons of God, because it is the revealing of the sons of God that the creation will be restored to the freedom in which the sons of God are experiencing. Bible said that the Holy Spirit does intercession for us, the saints, according to the will of God. And what is the will of God? In verse 29 and 30, openly define what the will of God is, that we might conform into the image of his Son. That is the perfect will of the King of Glory. In other words, how do we align with the Holy Spirit groanings? What do? We yield to the Holy Spirit groaning. You see what I'm saying? I yield to the Holy Spirit intercession with groanings which cannot be altered according to the will of God. One, that brings my mind to wire and fire together with the mind of Christ. Two, that I may experience the full status as the sons of God, as a son of God, that including my physical body fully transformed or transfigured. This is the Holy Spirit groaning. How do we align ourselves? We align ourselves by yielding to the Holy Ghost groaning. How? The same way I'm saying it, I yield to the Holy Spirit intercession with groanings which cannot be altered according to the will of God. Because as I just yield and say these few words, I keep quiet. As I keep quiet, I use my imagination to focus on my body and allow the Holy Spirit with deep sigh and words that cannot be articulated in all creation to do the whole thing for me. How do I do it? How do I cooperate? As I yield, I keep quiet. In Psalm 46 verse 10, the Bible said, "Be still and know that I am God." In other words, be quiet, be still, be silent, and know I am God. As you are silent, you focus on your body and I see the energy of the Spirit coming out of your being. As that energy is coming out of your being, the Holy Spirit is tuning the frequency of your being, is tuning the frequency of your body, the frequency of your natural mind to resonate and wire and fire together with the mind of Christ. 1, 2. It tunes the frequency of your body to resonate and vibrate at the same frequency of your celestial and terrestrial bodies so that you function as a godlike being upon the face of earth to experience the full status of the sons of God, including our physical body being changed or being transformed. Praise Master Jesus. The same way, the way I'm saying it, I yield to the Holy Spirit intercession with groanings which cannot be altered according to the will of God. I yield. My physical body is transformed or transfigured. My mind is wiring and firing together with the mind of Christ. I yield. As you say it, quiet yourself. Use your imagination and see the frequency of the Spirit that is coming out of your being. As you do it consistently, hey, mark my word, your level of understanding about the things of life, and you can look at somebody and in one instant, you will understand what that person is going through. It will bring your mind up to that functionality of the mind of Christ. And because that mind of Christ has no ending, has no beginning, has no, it has no height, has no, let me, is an infinite, a mind that has no ending, has no beginning, is an infinite mind, so to say. It's an infinite mind. It cannot be measured. It cannot be quantified. It's the all-knowing mind. In other words, it's not something that you do and go and rest. It's something that you do every day of your life until we experience the full status as the sons of God. 1, 2. Until our physical body is changed or transformed or transfigured. Praise Master Jesus. Groanings is what the Holy Spirit does. It produces sound and frequency. As you start doing it, the next thing you start experiencing. As you do it, because it produces sound and frequency. And as it produces sound and frequency, your mind, your natural mind, will be firing together and wiring together with the mind of Christ. 1, 2. Your physical body is getting transformed and changed. Being transformed and transfigured into the image of Christ as we move from one brighter level of glory to another brighter level of glory. This is what you do until light, your whole body becomes light physically as it were with the body of Jesus on Mount Transfiguration. Traveling is for birthing, but groaning is for redemption of our body. Praise Master Jesus. Everything I just said now will not make sense or will not be beneficial to you if you're yet in Christ. I want to pray for you, the groanings of the Holy Spirit, the groanings, mark my word, if you learn this, that prayer you have been praying for 3 years will just happen in 3 months. That's the gospel truth. The groanings of the Holy Spirit, because Holy Spirit is the fullness of the energy of the King of Glory. That energy that I might take you years to generate, Holy Spirit generates it within seconds. And you have your answers instantaneously. Time would not permit me to share testimonies of this, what groanings has done in my own life. I am not groaning. Hey, my own groaning is that I'm groaning that my mind will wire together and fire together with the mind of Christ too, that my physical body will be transformed or transfigured. But the Holy Spirit is one that supplies the answer. What do? I yield to his own groaning. As I yield to his own groaning, these two systems comes into a higher functionality. Praise God. You have yet to be in Christ, because everything I just said now is in Christ. Say after me, I yield to the Holy Spirit intercession with groanings which cannot be altered according to the will of God, that produces 1, the redemption of my body, the transformation and transfiguration of my physical body, and wiring together, I'm firing together with the mind of Christ. That my mind produces two things that empowers my natural mind to wire together and fire together with the mind of Christ. Two, that produces transformation and transfiguration of my physical body. This is what it does. If you hear me clearly, tap it in the comment section. This is. Yes, if you're yet to come into Christ, I want to pray with you. Say after me, say, Lord Jesus, I believe in my heart you came in my name. You died for me. You were raised in my name. You are glorified in my name. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe in my heart that you are the Lord of all, and I confess you are my Lord and my Savior. I receive eternal life into my life. I abdicate the throne of my heart to you to sit on my throne as my Lord and my Savior in Jesus' name. The same prayer in Igbo. Na obi mbuzo tie ze gi